بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. We were discussing on this lovely ayah of Holy Quran, which is telling us what is the purpose and what is the goal of your worship. Actually, goal of worship is perfection. And how can we get perfection? When we can find hidden powers of your mind and also your soul. So all worship is giving us power, giving us new techniques, giving us knowledge that we understand the way. Very easily we can discover hidden powers of our soul. Do you know your mind is very powerful? Your soul is very powerful. We are using 1% power of our mind, and soul is more powerful than our mind. So today it is proved, by only mind of power you can heal, you can cure even cancer cell in your body. And if you know the hidden powers of your soul, you can know about your future. What is the procedure and what are the barriers? We are discussing on this lovely topic. There are at least 10 barriers. If you remove these barriers, you can find very easily hidden powers of your mind and body. And there are 10 actions you must perform to achieve this lovely knowledge and lovely power. Today we are going to discuss another barrier, dirty barrier. We have to remove this dirty barrier, then we can find lovely and beautiful powers. I'm giving you example. For example, any person, if he's kissing his shoes, what is your opinion about that person? Or doesn't matter if this shoe is very costly or expensive. Any person, if he's kissing his shoes, so what is your opinion? You think that he's mad. Why is he loving and kissing his shoes? And this question is from any person. Doesn't matter if he's Muslim, Hindu, Christian, Jew. If you saw a person is kissing, loving and kissing his shoes, he's a foolish. Why is foolish? His shoes is very expensive, that's why he's kissing. You say, no, he's foolish. Why is kissing his shoes? Shoes is for him. And when anything is created, made for you, that is lower and you are higher than that thing. Okay? On this point, everyone is agree. If anything made for you, that is lower, you are higher. If you are kissing lower thing like your shoes, everyone say you are foolish. Because you are loving and kissing lower thing, you must kiss love higher thing. Okay? No, I am going to Quran, Holy Quran. Many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, O man, I have created a sky for you. I have created earth for you. I have created moon for you. I have created sun for you. I have created stars for you. I have created rivers for you. I have created seas for you. I have created trees for you. I have created birds for you. I have created gold for you. I have created everything for you. I have created silver for you. But I have created you for me. How this lovely sentences of Quran that God is telling us. I have created everything for you, but I have created you for me. Now when gold is created for you, it means gold is lower and you are higher. Okay? Silver is created for you. Silver is lower. Diamond is created for you. Diamond is lower than you. You are higher than diamond. So if you are loving, if you are kissing money or gold or diamond, it means the same way. You are not with full wisdom. You are foolish because you are loving lower thing, lowest thing. Same way the person is kissing is you, you are saying is foolish. But if you are loving money, money is lower, you are higher than money. You must love your God, your lovely Lord, because God is telling you, I have created everything for you, but I have created you for me. So this is the mistake we are doing. We are loving lowest thing. In this also against wisdom. If I know this thing will be separate from me and this thing will be disloyal from me. This thing is disloyal. It'll be disloyal. It'll be separate from me. I am sure that one day when I will leave this world, when I will enter in the grave, money will be separate from me. Wealth will be separated from me. But I am loving money. This is also against wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, but I am not using. When I know these things will be disloyal, so why I am loving disloyal? Why I am loving those will be separate from me? Allah, my God, my lovely Lord, never be separate from me. My God, my lovely Lord, never be disloyal from me. He loves His creation more than creation is loving your God. Another example. For example, you lost $1,000. Anything was, its cost was $1,000 you lost. But you want to achieve. And for $1,000, achieving $1,000, if you are investing, you are investing $1 million or $1 billion, what the people think about you? Any person that is using $1 million to achieve $1,000, everyone sees the foolish. $1,000 is nothing. He is investing, he is using $1 million or $1 billion for $1,000 to achieve $1,000. He is not clever God, he is foolish. My lovely friend, look, this life is 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. Then you have to leave this world. But the life after here, in Holy Quran, in Holy Bible, in Holy Books. Life after here is forever. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Life after here is 1 million years? No. More than 1 million. Life after here is 1 billion years? No. More than 1 billion years. Abqa means forever, forever. That life is forever. If for this life, 60, 70, 80 years, if we are losing permanent life, if we are disobeying our God, our lovely Lord, if we are doing wrong thing, if we are making problems to others, if we are doing oppression, if we are oppressor to achieve some money, for how many years? 80, 90, 100, then we have to leave. It means we are not listening our brain. When we are not using, we are not listening our brain, then it's impossible to discover hidden powers of brain or hidden powers of our soul. So the love of money is decreasing hidden powers of souls. Money will be separated from me. But my action, my amal, my character, my habits will never be separated from me. That's why one day companion of Prophet ﷺ came and they complained. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God is giving a lot of money to unbeliever, like Pharaoh, like today many other unbeliever. We are believer. God is not giving us too much money. Why? Prophet understand that they have problem. This problem solved, must solve by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This lovely, beautiful hadith, if you understand, really change your life. Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, listen my companion, if the value of money, gold and silver in all kingdom of the world, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of God, lovely Lord, was equal one wing of mosquito, Allah never had given to Pharaoh, his enemy, Namrud. These things are temporary. Do you know what are important? What are the most important things, most valuable things in the eyes of God? Only those things are most important, most valuable in the eyes of God, which never be separated from you. What are those? That is faith, your belief. That is your good action. That helping poor, guiding people, helping people, these things will remain with you everywhere, not be separate. Money will be separate from you after that. Gold will be separate from you after that. This is not real money. Real money is that which never be separated from you. That is your character. That is your good habits. That is good behavior. That is your good action. That is your iman. That is your faith. That is your willpower. These things are very important. So God is telling us, in Hadith Mi'raj. It's very lovely hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, if love of world, the temporary things, love is temporary, love of wealth is temporary, the love of worldly things, love of money, love of fame, love of status, worldly status, God say, if I find small love, small amount of love in any heart, then I will not put my love in that heart. Allahu Akbar. Do you know, the love of God is everything. If you have love of God, you are the richest person of the world. If you have love of God, you are every time in peace of mind more than any king, really. Because love of God is treasure which never be finished, which never be separated from you. Nobody can harm you. You are most powerful man in the world. If you have love of God, a real love of God, really you are most powerful woman in the world. And this love will be with you when you will be alone in your grave. There is no fear for you. There is no depression for you. There is no tension for you. That's why Imam Hussein, his lovely dua, dua Arafah, he said, if you achieve the love of God, if you achieve the nearness of God, it means you achieve everything, everything. And if you are not achieving love of God, you are losing everything, everything, everything. Because these all things will be separated from you, my friend. You will enter in your grave empty-handed, empty-handed. This money will remain here, car, bungalows, everything will remain here. Your property is love of God. Do you know how you receive this love of God? The best way is speak with your God. Learn how to speak with your God, your lovely Lord. Our Imams are telling us how you speak with your God. It's beautiful. It's lovely. It's powerful, giving you power, giving you peace of mind. God is saying, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. If any sinner is coming and saying and crying and saying to me, my God, forgive me, God is replying, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. You are my beloved. I forgive everything. You have promised, oh my God, you have promised in Holy Quran. You have promised those who repent, I will change your sins into virtues, into virtues, into virtues. Allahu Akbar. How this lovely. This is the verse of Quran. Ulaika yubaddillahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. Allahu Akbar. Allah. If you have done billions sins, billions, and you are coming for forgiveness, is promise of God. I will forgive billion sins. Not only I will forgive billion sins, but I will give you billion virtues. A lot. You have done nothing. But this is the reward of repentance. But unfortunately, we are not doing repentance. This is the promise of God. You have promised those who repent, I will change your sins into virtues. Change my sins. Change my sins into virtue. Oh my God, oh my lovely Lord. Oh my God, you speak with your God and get the love. Any language, not necessarily in Arabic. You speak what you want. If any complaint, if you have any problem, say to your God. God will give you reward, solve your problem, also give you love. And love of God is everything. If there is hole, oh my God, listen to me. If there is a hole in a boat, then the boat sinks. If there's a hole in boats, boat will be destroyed. Sinks. I have made hundreds, not hundreds, thousands, not thousands, millions holes in the boat of my life. If there's only one hole, boats will sink. But there are millions of holes in my boat of my life. Millions of holes in the boats of my life. By committing dirty sin, not only you can, not only you can save this boat from sinking. Oh my God, oh my lovely Lord. In this way you speak with your God, you will enjoy, you can get peace of mind. Oh my God, I love you, I like you, I like you, because you have given me everything. You have given me two eyes, you have given me tongue, you have given me two hands. All blessings from you, from yourself. I love you, I like you. But the filth of my sins is a barrier. Sins, filth of my sins is a barrier between you and me. My greatest desire is that I become your beloved. greatest desire is that I become your beloved. I become beloved of holy prophets. I become beloved of holy Imam. I become beloved of Imam Hussein. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look, there is another way to asking from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran say, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ittaqullah wabtaghu ilayhi al-wasila. If you want, your dua will be accepted very soon. Find wasila, holy people, wasila, like Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Imam Hussain. Oh my God, oh my Allah, I beseech, I ask, I request you, in the name of the innocent child of Imam Hussein, who cried, who wept in the dark cell of Kufa and Syria, who cried out many times for her father's sake, this way, O Father, O my Father, I can't sleep on the hard floor of these dark cells. I was in the habit of sleeping on your chest, on your chest. Do you know who was that child? That child was 4 years old, daughter of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Hazrat Sakina Salamullah alayhi. Allah, oh my Allah, we beseech, we request you in the name of innocent child of Imam Hussain, who died, who died death of loneliness, oh loneliness, in jail of Syria. She died in jail of Syria. Oh my God, forgive our sin, forgive our sins for the sake of Hazrat Sakina Salamullah Alayha, in solve our problems in this world, in this life, and life after here, inshallah.